Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB underscore News Hour. Me personally on Twitter? Yeah, I'm there. That's at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. You know, a few years ago, had you said that Des Moines is a hockey town, you would have gotten blank stares. But now that the Iowa Wild is starting their sixth year with an ever-growing fan base, special hockey camps, and ready to launch a season opener with the Minnesota Wild versus the St. Louis Blues, NHL hockey in Des Moines? Whoa, it's a whole different story. Coming up next, we sit down with the president of the Iowa Wild, Todd Fredrickson, and talk about the business of hockey in Iowa. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible with the support of the Iowa Business Journals. Timely information for small to mid-sized companies each month, and for business-to-business marketing, it's unrivaled. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us is Todd Fredrickson. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it should, because he is a returning guest to the Business News Hour. He is the president of the Iowa Wild. We're talking hockey, kids, and Des Moines and Minnesota, all things hockey with Todd Fredrickson. Todd, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
How you been, man?
I've been great. You know, we're heading into our sixth season. It's hard to believe.
That is incredible. Yeah. I mean, your kids are no longer babies.
No kidding. They're growing up here in Iowa, and, you know, we couldn't be happier with the fan base here in Des Moines and to see the growth and explosion of hockey, and not only from a fan standpoint, but also at the youth level has been tremendous here in Des Moines.
Well, this has been a major resurgence for hockey with the Iowa Wild. I've been a season ticket holder since the early days of Iowa Stars, I think it was.
Stars and Chops, yeah.
Stars and Chops, and then it became the Wild, and then that opportunity to work with the Minnesota Wild as their farm team was just natural. Why fly to Houston and all those other places?
No question.
And this made perfect sense. How has that relationship between the Iowa Wild and the Minnesota Wild worked out?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, you talk to people here in Des Moines, and it seems like everybody has a connection to Minnesota in some fashion. While they either had, went to college in Minnesota, or they used to live in Minnesota, now live in Des Moines, or they've got family up in Minnesota. So there's just a natural connection between the two states. You couldn't get an easier travel schedule in terms of being able to send guys up and down. It's 3.5 hours up I-35. Get off at Kellogg Street and you're at the Xcel Energy Center. So from a player development standpoint, to be able to get guys in and out of the Minnesota lineup, to have call-ups happen, you know, during the day, and they're up in Minnesota playing in the game that night, it makes a ton of sense. And then from a development standpoint, you've got Minnesota hockey ops brass that can actually come down and see these players develop in real time. The players see those executives coming in. There's a close connection there. They know they're being watched and being paid attention to. So from that standpoint, the two cities being so close just makes a ton of sense.
And one of the other things about Iowa is that, you know, lots of people that started out, I remember years ago, well, this is not an Iowa state. This is not a hockey state. This is not a hockey town. But what's really curious, if you come to an Iowa Wild game, you will see fans from Detroit. You'll see fans from Chicago, obviously Minnesota, St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know, they come here to root for their farm club teams. Yeah. And so lots of jerseys from lots of major communities.
Yeah, and I mean, I've heard that since day one, since I got here, that Iowa's not a hockey community, but it's sandwiched by hockey communities.
Right.
I mean, you've got South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois. Even Kansas City's got a good bit of hockey in there. And, and then Des Moines, you know, it was kind of this little vacant spot for hockey. And I think that's because we've had a lack of rinks in the area. And, hopefully there's going to be some rink development happening in Des Moines over the next few years, which you're going to see then an explosion of youth hockey. It's really access to ice and it's access to the sport. And we're doing some great programs here locally to get kids to play hockey for the first time. And I think that's going to have a big impact, because we know once kids start playing the sport, they get hooked, they get addicted to it, and they become lifelong fans and players of the sport.
Well, it's one of those sports, too, that takes a great deal of parental involvement. I mean, this is not an easy sport. First of all, all, it's not an easy sport. But secondly, there is some travel involved
as
a youth hockey player.
Well, I mean, look at the markets around us. You got Omaha, you got St. Paul, you've got Chicago, Kansas City. Those are all, you know, 3 to 5 hours in terms of travel time. So if you want to play any of those markets, you got to be prepared to drive. But we've got enough people here in Des Moines to have competitive hockey leagues at the rec level that just play here locally as well too.
Right.
And Ames has a program as well too that they're trying to grow and develop as well. So for us, it's really about getting kids to play the sport for the first time. We're in our second year of our junior crash course. Last year, we launched the program. We wanted to give 50 sets of equipment, helmets to shoulder pads to skates to sticks, everything you need to play hockey for the first time. We wanted just to give that free to 50 kids
Wow.
under the age of 12 to experience hockey for the first time. Last year, we had 138 kids sign up for that program, and we selected 50, and then they went through a six-week crash course where they learned how to play hockey using Des Moines youth hockey coaches and our coaching staff. This year we launched the program and we had over 650
Get
kids
out of
sign
here.
Up for it. Yep. So we bumped the program up from 50 sets of equipment to 100 sets of equipment. And that program's going on right now. They're doing their clinics right now. And that just is a testament to us that there's an appetite to play the sport and to get involved in it. From the kids that did the program for the first time last year, we had 48 out of the 50 kids sign up to continue on to play in Des Moines youth hockey, whether
good.
You learn to skate program or the youth hockey program. So that right there is how you grow the sport.
Yeah. His name is Todd Fredrickson, ladies and gentlemen. He is the president of the Iowa Wild. We're talking about hockey in the capital city. Let's go back for just a second, because your opening night is pretty amazing. It is on the 19th. With regard to a pro hockey team, which would be the Minnesota Wild, coming to Des Moines to play the St. Louis Blues. That's monumental.
It's huge. It's great for the city of Des Moines. It'll be the first NHL game at Wells Fargo Arena. You couldn't have asked for a better team to bring in, St. Louis Blues. We've got a lot of Blues fans coming up. We got
right.
a lot of folks from Kansas City that are coming to the market. So that should have a positive impact on the hotels. For that Wednesday night game, we're almost at capacity crowd. We're going to have 14,000 people in the building. It will be a sellout on a Wednesday night, you know,
yeah.
in Des Moines in September. And that's just a testament to how much Des Moines loves these type of big events. And to have the big club come down here and play shows real commitment from Minnesota's ownership group, you know, and shows that close tie to bring the big club down here and play a preseason game. And we look forward to doing it again in the future.
Let's talk a little bit about the backstory of that. How in the world do you get something like that arranged? That's no small feat to get NHL hockey teams to Des Moines.
Yeah, well, the NHL has done a pretty good job of allowing those teams to go into other markets other than their own to play some of these exhibition games. It's a great way for them to grow their brand in potentially non-traditional markets. Last year, we actually played the St. Louis Blues down in Kansas City for a preseason game. And then as an agreement to that, they agreed to come play in Des Moines this year for a game as well,
nice.
Too. So, it's regionally hopefully helping both brands. There's over 3 million people here in Iowa. And as you mentioned, there's Blackhawk, there's Blues, there's all sorts of, you know.
Headed up for my Wings, man.
Yeah, Wings. there's a lot of Las Vegas Golden Knights fans
That's
now.
That's right.
This is a way for hopefully Minnesota to get more fans. And you know, we really focus at the youth level. We might not be able to convince mom or dad not to be a Blackhawks fan, but we think we can get their son or daughter to be a Minnesota Wild fan and grow up that fan as they get older.
You know, during the Stanley Cup, I was in Tampa. And, wow. Now, there's something to think about. Tampa, Florida. What about that screams hockey, right?
Yeah. But, I guess maybe going inside to get cold.
Cold, yeah.
On those hot
and Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got these two teams in the finals. And I have to tell you, I was vacationing down there during the Stanley Cup, and the people on Anna Maria Island and other places were just crazy about Tampa Bay. And the love for the sport there was incredible.
Yeah, well, Tampa's done a terrific job in terms of putting a competitive product on the ice, and they've had a good team for the last number of years. And that really helps, obviously, with attendance. People love to get behind a winning team. And then you've got Vegas, same thing, going to Stanley Cup Final in their first year.
Yeah.
You've got a market that hadn't had previous pro teams in it, and now they come in with this NHL team, and they go to the finals the first year. I mean, the city just exploded. And, you know, I think that's good for the sport of hockey. I mean, it's another non-traditional hockey market that's having a ton of success in the NHL, and I think that's something that the NHL is really focused on the last 10 or 15 years in terms of expanding into those type of markets and growing the sport.
One of the things that a lot of people don't know about, I mean, they know the game, they come to the arena, they watch the Iowa Wild play, they might watch NHL on TV, and what about the Winter Classic, which is just a great thing to watch, and that has just gotten huge. And I'm talking like a fan right now, which I am. But at the same time, there's a business side to all of this, Todd. And that's your job, I would suspect, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we couldn't do it without our season ticket holders. And we've got just such a core, dedicated fan base here in Des Moines that supported us from the beginning. We've had some struggles on the ice over the years, but the fans have stuck with us. We've had some competitive teams the last few years, and we're looking forward to a competitive team next year as well, too. But then we could also do it with our corporate sponsors. And Des Moines is just a terrific market for sponsors that are looking to get involved with a sports team and kind of advertise in a non-traditional way. They see the impact that we have on the city on a game night in terms of bringing people down to downtown Des Moines. So it's a great opportunity for them to get their brand in front of a lot of eyeballs coming out to Iowa Wild games. So it's really important for us to make sure that we've got an entertaining product and we're getting fans in the building and the corporate sponsors are continuing to support us. And then one more thing I'll say is from a community relations standpoint, this is a tremendous market in terms of supporting a lot of the nonprofits and bringing awareness to all the good things that they do. And we've had some lifelong partners since we've come here 6 years ago in terms of ALS, Iowa, Susan G. Komen Foundation, American Heart Association. We've really helped these nonprofits, grow their brands and awareness for the illnesses and diseases that they're battling. And, we have the platform to be able to do that. And I think it's important for a sports team to be able to give back in that way.
One of the things that the Iowa Wild does, and Todd, you've been responsible, I know, for a lot of this, is the entertainment aspect in between periods, which is really interesting if you take a look at that. And I know there's not only psychology, but there's strategy involved here with inviting these school kids to come from all over the state of Iowa to participate in these in-between period events, dance clubs, bands, singing groups. It goes on and on and on. So strategically, that opens up hockey to people that might be a distance away, but it also... the wholesomeness of that is tremendous.
Yeah, no question. I mean, where else do they get to perform in front of 5,000 to 10,000 people? And that's really our message. I mean, we have groups that come out and sing the national anthem. We have the dance groups during the intermissions. We've got the youth hockey teams that can come out and play. So we've got our school day game. So we have over 10,000 kids that come out for that 10:30 a.m. game that we do on a Thursday in November. So it's just a terrific opportunity to potentially tap into people that would never be exposed to hockey. Mom and dad come out and see their kids singing the national anthem, and then they enjoy the entertainment value of a great hockey game, and now they're coming back to future games. So it definitely helps not only our brand, but it shows them that hockey can be an entertainment value, even if they didn't grow up watching hockey.
One of the things about hockey that I think is interesting is the hunger for hockey becomes really real among people who are ingrained in the sport or haven't maybe been in the sport or a follower. But the season is really interesting. You take this late spring until early in the fall off.
Yep.
And there's nothing happening.
Yeah.
Which I would suspect is helpful from the hockey standpoint because there's a lot of other stuff going on in spring and early fall and summer. And then all of a sudden you make this big splash with an indoor opportunity to see hockey.
Yep. Well,
that play into the?
It does for sure. I mean, we battle a little bit with football in the fall.
Sure.
And then you know, really our core season months are December, January, February, and March and April. Before baseball gets started and the school year wraps up, is a terrific time for us. If we ever make the playoffs, like, you know, that'd be a really good thing for the city, and you'd see a ton of people come out for those games as well too. You know, we like the time that we have. Another thing too, talking to parents, my kids play youth hockey here locally.
Of course.
Of course they do. And so, you know, I like to ask the parents, I always say, how did you get involved in youth hockey? Knowing a lot of people didn't grow up playing hockey in Iowa, and they usually say it was a neighbor, this kid played hockey and that they got us to try it. But it's amazing to hear them talk about how once their kids started playing hockey, that they became hooked on hockey themselves as well too. And they potentially would have envisioned their kid growing up playing basketball or being a wrestler, but now the kid's hooked on hockey. And, you know, it's something that's pretty unique about the sport, and especially during that time frame of the winter, you've got an opportunity to play just a few different sports. We're trying to get them to play hockey.
If you were to try to describe hockey to people that are not familiar with it, what would you tell them?
Well, it's an unbelievable sport to see live. Like, you got to see hockey live. There's just a ton of action that happens all the time. But then to play the sport, I mean, it's not like just picking up a ball and going bouncing in the driveway or a soccer ball kicking in the backyard. Like, you have to learn how to skate.
Yeah.
So there's the skill of just being able to skate, and then once you've you know, not mastered that but got comfortable enough to play the sport, it's so much fun. Like, it's you know, you're winded and you're tired after a minute to 2 minutes on the ice, and you usually have to take a break. But while you're out there, it's just exhilarating, and that's something that you know, I think is really special about the sport.
I want to pick up on that for just a second. When you say you have to see it live, I absolutely agree, because there is so much going on the ice, and you got to pay attention to what's happening, because it does move incredibly fast. And not only do you have to learn how to skate, and it always just amazes me, Todd, when I watch a game, I'm sitting there going, so the guy's got to skate really well. Mm. Also, handle a puck. Take a check from somebody, be in the middle of a battle, and focus on plays. That's a lot going on.
Yeah, hand-eye coordination is astonishing. And, I mean, you mentioned a check. Like, these guys are trying to hit each other on
right.
the ice, too. And they're not small. Like, they're big players out there. And so you're constantly thinking about that, too. So you got to be paying attention to people around you while you're trying to make a pass, while you're trying to get the puck, while you're trying to make a play. And it's just incredibly tough. But at the same time, it's incredibly fun. And that's why we see the explosion of hockey across the country right now. You know, a big thing we're doing here locally in Des Moines is that rink program where we're putting up pop-up rinks in community parks. So 2 years ago, we put up a pop-up rink in West Des Moines, Raccoon River Park. And last year, we put a park up in Ankeny, and we put a park up in Waukee. And so these are rink systems that we're donating to the Parks and Recs departments of those communities. They're finding a local park to put them in. And then it's a rink system. It's a 40 by 80 foot rink system. And it's frozen by the temperature of the air. Right. Mm. So we're bringing these parks alive between December and February, and we're providing an opportunity for people to go out and skate for potentially the very first time in these parks and learn how to start skating. And then hopefully that'll translate to them playing more. And we're looking to launch two more rinks this upcoming season as well, too.
So many fingers, so many things that you can do to make this happen. Final question, Todd. I want to talk just a minute about players and player pay. How does all that work in a franchise like the Iowa Wild? I've seen some of the numbers, and some of your players are doing very well.
Yep.
Some of them are starting out. How does all that get figured? Who's got the contract? How does that work?
Well, almost all of our players are Minnesota Wild players, so they have they're a contracted player or a draft pick of the Minnesota Wild. We do have the ability to hire 5 veteran players, so these are players that have played more than 260 professional hockey games, and we can sign them either as an American Hockey League player, which would be an agreement just through the Iowa Wild, or on a 2-way agreement from the Minnesota Wild. Since we're owned by the Minnesota Wild, primarily all our contracts are through the Minnesota Wild. And yeah, I mean, we've got some veteran players that can make a few hundred thousand dollars, and the players that are just starting out are making under 100,000. But you know, this isn't. You think of minor leagues, often you think of,
low pay
and living in poverty and all that stuff. These are all, future NHL stars for the most part that come through the American Hockey League. I think the stat was 89% of all NHL players now played in the American Hockey League. So when you look at a roster of 23 players, it's not one or two of those guys might have an opportunity to play in the National Hockey League. 18 to 19 of those guys are going to play in the National Hockey League when you come out and see an Iowa Wild game.
It's fantastic. I lied. Last question.
All right.
Sorry. Women and hockey. Now, first of all, as fans, I see lots of women at the games. And but secondarily, there's been some interest in women playing professional hockey. How's that going?
Great. There's a professional women's hockey team that plays up at Minnesota Wild's training camp, the Tria Rink up in St. Paul. So you're seeing, a professional women's hockey league is now developed. But even here locally, we've got the Lady Wild, which is a youth hockey league specifically for girls. My daughter plays in that program as well, too. I think it's a tremendous sport for girls to play. Coordination, skill, obviously learning how to skate, like all those things are, it's a great opportunity or another sport for girls to play that they might not have normally been thought to play, even 10, 15 years ago. And when you look up in Minnesota, girls hockey is almost on the same level as boys hockey in terms of participation and involvement. So it's something that we'll continue to see grow, I think, over the next 10, 15 years.
And there's also great opportunities at college level, too. So if you play well here, if you play well at school, and that may be one of the things that needs to happen yet in the high school programs from across Iowa. If that gets going there, then there's more opportunity.
Well, when you look at the scholarships available for a girl playing youth hockey, growing up in high school, playing high school hockey, the potential to get a college scholarship. I think hockey is the number one eligible sport when it comes to the availability of scholarships out there. If you want a college scholarship, maybe have your daughter play hockey.
Todd Fredrickson, thank you so much, Todd, for doing this. This has been really a treat. You've been on every year since you've been here for 6 years. It's always too long in between our meetings, but thanks again for taking the time and talking about the Iowa Wild.
Thanks, Michael. Love coming on your show.
Once again, that was Todd Fredrickson, the president of the Iowa Wild, an AHL hockey team headquartered in Des Moines. For 6 years, we've invited Todd to join us prior to the launch of the Iowa Wild season, and he is always so generous with his time. Thanks so much, Todd. Links, by the way, to everything Iowa Wild, you can find those on our radio blog. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is the only daily podcast and weekly hour-long broadcast focused on business in the Midwest. We cover the national and regional business news and long-form business interviews like the one you just heard with Todd Fredrickson. You can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform or just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we'll be right there. Production coordinator for the Business News Hour is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And our music was done by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For Todd and for our crew, my name is Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.